Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The state of Illinois is moving into the next phase of the COVID recovery plan. We're now entering the bridge phase. That is the next to last COVID phase before full reopening. WBBM's Bernia with more.
The bridge phase of the state's COVID mitigation plan means even more people will be allowed to gather in restaurants, bars, stadiums, museums, fitness centers, even workplaces. And on June 11th, Governor J.B. Pritzker says we could see the state of Illinois fully reopening. An example of how much more open things are under the newest guidelines, if you have a wedding or other event, for instance, indoors you can have up to 250 people, outdoors 500 people, and those who are vaccinated do not count in those numbers. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Children as young as 12 can now get the COVID vaccine across much of Chicagoland.
For Gianna Amade, it means that she'll be able to hug her five-year-old half-brother, Ethan, who lives with their dad and has leukemia.
I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. It's closer to being able to see him.
The 14-year-old went to the county mass vaccination site with her mom, a frontline worker.
It's hard for her to go visit and feel safe in the house, so she's really just had to kind of stay home.
Many of the kids we spoke to said they're looking forward to summer trips, concerts, and sports. But the overwhelming response was also a simple one.
Hang out with friends. And that's pretty much it.
Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A cat on Chicago's south side is believed to be just fine after surviving a fire and a jump from the fifth floor.
People could see a black cat that was sitting on the ledge. Just looking out.
Fire department spokesman Larry Langford watched with people in the neighborhood around 65th and Lowe. Langford had his camera rolling as the cat jumped from its burning apartment on the fifth floor.
There was a gasp from across the street, and then when the cat hit the ground and bounced off, it was like, yeah!
Langford says the cat's priority then turned to getting back in.
Last time we saw the cat, it was walking down the street, going around the corner, looking for another way into the building. So the cat's fine.
Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward as the search continues for a third man wanted in last month's shooting death of a 7-year-old girl on the west side.
Investigators say 21-year-old Devontae Anderson is wanted for the shooting death of 7-year-old Jaslyn Adams and the wounding of her father as they sat in their vehicle near the corner of Roosevelt and Kedzie on April 18th. Siobhan Johnson is a special agent with the Chicago FBI office.
As they waited in the drive-thru of a McDonald's, a vehicle pulled up behind them. Two individuals left the vehicle and they opened fire, shooting dozens of rounds into that young girl's car.
Johnson says investigators believe Anderson is in the Chicago area, northern Indiana, or in South Florida. And he has a tattoo over his right eye that has the letters IDB or ID and the number 3. Prosecutors say two other men in custody are charged in connection with the shootings. Investigators say 21-year-old Damon Gowdy also fired shots, while they say 18-year-old Marion Lewis drove the vehicle they used. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A former Naperville North High School basketball coach is charged with possessing child pornography.
23-year-old Jelani McLean was an assistant boys basketball coach at Naperville North High. McLean landed on police radar when a cyber tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children tagged an IP address that may have been engaged in child pornography, according to officials. Detectives searched McLean's home this week and reportedly found several images and videos of child pornography. McLean faces 7 counts of child pornography. His bond has been set at $150,000. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Relin says the charges are in no way connected with McLean's association with Naperville North High School. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The city of Gary is using the help of a cybersecurity company to rebuild its servers after hackers targeted several of them in a ransomware attack. A spokesman for the city says the FBI and Department of Homeland Security have been notified of the attack, but he would not disclose when it was identified or which city departments were affected. The Times of Northwest Indiana reports the spokesman also would not say whether the city paid the ransom.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.